Welcome to you all to this, our worship for Sunday the 17th of January. You are all very welcome, wherever you are, whoever you are, whenever you are watching this, our video worship. Later this week, on Wednesday, there will be a service marking the week of prayer for Christian unity, and all are invited to share in that. It will be on Zoom, not on the usual AKSM Zoom login. And if you would like to participate in that, then please do be in touch with myself or with Fiona Ogg or with Jean Whitten, and we'll be able to get the details to you. Next Sunday, the 24th of January, the moderator, the Right Reverend Dr. Martin Fair, will be joining us. He and his wife had hoped to be able to be with us in person here in the West Highlands. Unfortunately, COVID restrictions mean that won't be possible, but Martin will be sharing in our video worship and also in Zoom worship live at 11 o'clock. And again, if you wish to share in that, you'll be very welcome in the AKSM Zoom room. And if you don't have the login details for that, then please be in touch with me. We gather together, although we are apart. We come together to worship our God.
This call to worship from Spill the Beans reminds us that our lives and our worship have changed in ways that we could not have imagined 12 months ago. Let us pray for guidance as we move into this new year. Welcome to church, not a place, but an invitation not a building, but a way of engaging, not a service, but a way of serving, not an institution, but a path to adventure. In this new year, let us gather and welcome each other, make space for all, decide to love more, and break the rules of the world with the generosity of the kingdom. And if anyone asks why, or how, or what does it all mean, simply use Jesus' own words, come and see. Loving God, in the light of this new year, may we see you more clearly and follow you more nearly, that we might find a faith that holds a mystery enough for us to come and see where you are going, the God who never settles down. May we find you in the next turning, around the next bend, in the mist that still falls over the future. May we recognize you only in part, for you are not yet fully known, always a word, a colour, a place, an event still to be discovered in a relationship that is never the same, always evolving. May we find the wonder again in your story and choose to follow it. May we find the mystery and chase it. May we find the questions and ask them. And may we find in all our travelling a presence that loves, a grace that cares, a compassion that welcomes, and a place to grow. May we find our meeting place with you, and find you restless to move us into the world, towards our neighbours, and into a deeper relationship with you. Amen.
A reading from John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
It's almost 20 years now since the Church of Scotland received the report that came to be known as the Church Without Walls report. It would bring many proposals for renewal and reform, and some of them have not yet been implemented. And the report is often referred back to in all the subsequent talk of the need for reform and restructuring within the church. The committee that brought us the report had, with tongue-in-cheek, suggested that the report might simply be two words long: "Follow me." The words from Jesus to the earliest of disciples: "Follow me." A simple call to engage in the things of God revealed in Christ. That call to follow Christ continues in many different ways. And our current COVID situation, when we're not able to gather in church buildings and not able to worship as once we did, we are reminded
and the need for a return to some of the basics is brought into sharp focus and brings an immediacy to some of the questions around what is it that we are seeking to do as the Church of Jesus Christ? Are we simply trying to maintain an institution and maintain things as they have always been? Or are we seeking to see where God is at work in our time, in our situation? Here we come to the passage in John's Gospel telling of the call of those first disciples. And in the verses immediately prior to the ones that we heard read a moment or two ago, we hear of how Andrew is named in John's Gospel as the first of the disciples, the followers of Jesus. And the first thing that he did was to go and find his brother Simon. We found the one. And Simon, the one that Jesus would later call Peter, a rock, would be brought into the band of the disciples. And then we hear that Jesus went and found Philip, and Philip responded to the call, "Come with me." And Philip then went and found Nathanael, and Nathanael was brought into the band of disciples. Nathanael was intrigued that Jesus already knew something about him. Jesus said, "I saw you under the fig tree, and I could see something of your integrity." Jesus knew something of the disciples before they knew anything of him. Sometimes the call was from Jesus, and sometimes the call was from another. And as the church continues, sometimes it is that blinding light moment for someone, but more often than not, the introduction to the life of faith is when someone else says, "Come and see, come along to church with me. Why don't you tune in on the YouTube channel on Sunday? Why don't you explore this journey of faith?" For the journey of faith is about relationship, it's about conversations, it's about getting to know Almighty God. Nathanael was intrigued that Jesus knew anything about him. One of the other suggested readings for today is Psalm 139. It's quite a long psalm. In a moment or two, we're going to hear a sung setting of it. It's that beautiful psalm that reminds us, that tells us that God knows us intimately, suggesting even before any of our days came to be. God knows us. And the call of discipleship is to enter into the wonder of knowing God. A wee reflection from under the fig tree, well, a tree. And then those words from that setting of Psalm 139. "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me." And when we think into our reading from today, we hear the call that God wants us to know God. Outside, sitting under a tree, watching the world go by, looking, listening, thinking, on my own, blissfully unaware unknowing that someone else is thinking of me. A mere me, sitting under a tree, in the midst of a vast universe, being seen, being loved, being cared for on my own, blissfully, slowly becoming aware, slowly realizing that God, the maker of heaven and earth, is thinking of mere me.
our prayers for others and for ourselves. Loving God, our simple prayer and our deep hope is for your kingdom to be found between our neighbours, in the love that we share between our nations, in the compassion we offer between all people, in the peace we make. There may we see your kingdom grow. And so we bring our words and our longings and shape them into the relationships we build this year. We affirm the truth that in our relationships is where your kingdom will be found. We pray for those in conflict. We pray for refugees and the displaced. We pray for so many who suffer in so many different ways. Pray for those who suffer from disease, from hunger, from fear and division. For these are not your kingdom values, and it does not need to be the story of our world. We pray for our governments, for our local government, for our Westminster government, for Edinburgh, for Brussels, for Washington, especially in the week ahead, running up to the inauguration of the new president. We pray for Moscow and Beijing, and the longing to find stability and a future that is balanced and fair, equitable and kingdom-shaped. We pray for our congregation and our parish, for our neighbours round about us. The way we live and speak together really matters, and they all show your love and grace and truth. We pray for our families and our friends, for those who are ill, for those who are recovering, for those who are waiting and waiting for treatment. We pray for those who are grieving and those who are hurting, those anxious and worried. We pray for the fearful and for the afraid, and for the love that directs us and calls us and challenges us to be your people, and through us for your kingdom to be seen between us, among us, through us. Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers. So be it. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring all our offerings. We bring our wealth, our abilities, our time. We bring all that we offer to our continuing service and commitment to Christ's call to follow him. We bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus, you have called us. Come, follow. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and live. Jesus, I am willing, though I am weak.
And as we leave our time of worship, we return to all the responsibilities and things that we have to do with the rest of this day. And as we go about those things, may we know of God's presence and God's blessing with us, from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with us, with all those we love and those we should love, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.